Welcome to Kadampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kadampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
If we engage in spiritual practice, it makes us truly happy. It is the best way to benefit others. You know, often we deeply love someone, our child, our parent, brother, sister, husband, wife, partner, but we don't know how to help them. We don't know how to benefit them. Someone who's trained their mind in spiritual practice never has those questions. We always know how to benefit others. And when our life is drawing to a close, and none of us know when that is, perhaps we're young and healthy and think we shan't die soon. And we look around and there's many people older than we are, and we think they'll obviously go first. Life doesn't work like that. So there's no time to lose. Now is the time to train our mind. Now is the time to engage in spiritual practice. It will make our life happy, meaningful, beneficial to others. And the most wonderful thing, all the spiritual practices we learn through the kindness of modern Kadampa Buddhism, we just integrate with busy modern life. Whatever our profession, we train our mind at the same time. Whatever our family circumstances, we train our mind at the same time. We just train our mind through the cut and thrust of busy daily modern life. So it's wonderful. It's not like we stop our life and engage in spiritual practice. Spiritual practice and our life become unified. We just live normal, modern, busy life. We unify it with the techniques we're learning from Buddha's heart every week, and our life becomes busy, modern, happy life. Busy, modern, happy and meaningful life. It's a new life, actually, even though our job and our family circumstances remain the same. So it's a delight to share these teachings. And so far, we've learned, because we're following the chapter in the book, How to Transform Your Life, A Blissful Journey, by our teacher and founder, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche. He's writing this for us, busy people of the modern world who want straightforward, clear, practical instructions that turn our life into a happy, meaningful life. So he's written this text from his own experience for our benefit. And so far in this chapter, we have covered the following practices. We have covered sense of shame, consideration for others, non-attachment, non-hatred, and last week and tonight, we're focusing on non-ignorance. So it's a Tuesday night in Ulverston. Most people have never heard of non-ignorance. You know, if someone were to say, what were you learning last night in the temple with that Buddhist nun? And that's if you're courageous enough to tell anybody where you've been. And you say, oh, it was great. We learned about non-ignorance. It sort of sounds like, what is that? non-ignorance. So as we learned last week, this non-ignorance is a wisdom. Non-ignorance is wisdom. That's virtuous intelligence. It leads to happiness. All wisdom leads to happiness. The more wisdom we have, the happier we become. Of all wisdoms, this wisdom is supreme, non-ignorance. It is the wisdom that realizes emptiness. Or we can say, the true nature of things. Or we can say, how things really are. So this is very deep, as we learned last week. And I'm going to both remind you and continue, because we didn't get last week to do an actual meditation on emptiness itself. So we're going to do that this week. And please don't worry. You know, when we first hear these teachings, maybe they don't seem to make much sense, but they're very deep, and they will cause, if we realize emptiness, if we gain this wisdom that is non-ignorance, wisdom realizing emptiness, if we gain this wisdom, all our suffering ceases forever. All our bad habits of mind cease forever. We are liberated from sorrow forever. What could be more worthwhile than trying to understand the true nature of things? Wisdom realizing emptiness. So this is what non-ignorance in this context refers to. So, in summary, we're learning tonight about a very precious spiritual practice, practicing non-ignorance. That means practicing or developing wisdom that realizes emptiness, the true nature of things. Emptiness is not nothingness. That's what it sounds like, but it's not. Emptiness is not nothingness. It is the ultimate nature of phenomena. The way things really are. It is a very meaningful object. It is through the kindness of emptiness that every single living being can cause their suffering to cease. That is the aim of Buddhism. The aim of Buddhism is the permanent liberation of each and every living being from suffering. So we prayed in the liberating prayer. I hope you heard these words. They're our aim. If everyone in the world had this aim, world peace would be established so swiftly. We prayed, may all suffering quickly cease. May all suffering quickly cease. And we so deeply mean it. So here at Manjushri Kadampa Meditation Center, everything we do is for that aim, that there will be a world with no suffering. And maybe you think that's naive, that's impossible. No. If we realize emptiness, suffering ceases. That's all we need to do. So let's try together to understand what this means. And Venerable Geshe-la, when he teaches this subject, He's written a special chapter in this book for us, near the end of the book, called Ultimate Bodhicitta. It's a chapter on wisdom realizing emptiness. And he encourages us, read it 100 times. So anyway, you can ask yourself, have I ever read anything 100 times? Once, twice, 3 times, that's enough. So it's because it's so deep. And every time we read it, he promises us it will become more clear. So I'll just remind you. Buddha said, all phenomena are like dreams. What does that mean? It means all phenomena do not exist like dream things. So Buddha said, all phenomena are like dreams. What does that mean? It means all phenomena do not exist like dream things, all phenomena that we normally see or perceive do not exist like dream things. So we learnt about this last week, maybe you remember. Buddha also said, so these are 3 analogies. Buddha said, all phenomena are like illusions. What does that mean? It means all the phenomena that we normally see do not exist like an illusion. Or all phenomena are like a mirage. Have you ever seen a mirage? So what does that mean? All phenomena are like a mirage. It means all phenomena we normally see do not exist like a mirage. So I don't know if you've ever, for example, seen a black mark on a wall. So say you're staying in a bed in a guest house or a hotel or someone else's house, a bed you're not familiar with, and on the wall you see a spider. If you've stayed in tropical countries, this is even more alarming. Maybe, you know, a big spider. And you're like, the lights dim, and you go, I think that's a spider. It's huge. And then, you know, you used to get a flashlight or a torch. These days you just lift your phone and you point it, and it's a black mark on the wall. But you spent a few seconds, a few minutes in the presence of a flesh-eating spider. So where was that spider? Because it frightened you. The spider frightened you. Where was it? It's just an appearance to your mind, because when you put the light on, and you were like, oh, no spider. So our mind makes mistakes. Maybe in the middle of the night, you hear a loud thump. What was that? And your heart begins to race. And you think, was that somebody coming into my house, my apartment? Maybe you pluck up the courage or you push somebody else to go and find out what it was. And, I don't know, just make something up. Maybe, I don't know, some books that were balanced on the edge of the table all fell off all at once. And you're like, oh, there's nobody there. So where was that intruder that caused your heart to race, a little bit sweating, pushed somebody else to go and see what was happening? They were literally a figment of your imagination. There was no intruder there. Please collect these experiences. They're very beneficial. So I have a favorite one. I haven't time to tell you, but I'm going to anyway. Many years ago, I was walking up a hill in Buxton, in Derbyshire. And at the top of the hill, there's a huge cross. It's maybe 20, 30 feet tall. And at the bottom of the cross was two nuns kneeling. And I was like, that's amazing. And they were dressed completely in white. And I thought, ah, Mother Teresa, they must be Franciscan nuns. And as I walked up the hill towards them, to where the cross was at the top, and they were kneeling in prayer at the bottom of the cross. This sounds quite Christian for a Buddhist teaching. And I thought in my mind, this is very interesting. A Kadampa Buddhist nun meets two Kadampa Buddhist nuns are going to meet two Franciscan nuns. I hope we have a nice conversation. And I was already beginning to think what I would say and what we would talk about. So anyway, cut a very long story short, I got up closer and they were two anoraks. Is that the right word? Anorak, like jacket with hoods. And the hoods had been placed on a little metal railing round the bottom of the cross, which had spikes on it, like a Victorian metal railing. So somebody had put two white jackets on the hooks of this fence so that they were like a person kneeling. They were that high. And two people nearby were sitting having a picnic without their jackets, because their jackets were like bent like that. So I've never forgotten that, because I had a whole conversation with those nuns. We were going to talk about the holy life, you know, faith, how wonderful it is to be a nun, all that sort of thing that you can only really talk to nuns about. And the whole thing had appeared to my mind, and they were jackets. So collect experiences like these, where your mind makes mistakes. And the mistakes are so genuine, there's a whole elaboration goes with that mistake. And when you find out, the truth, you feel quite foolish. Like, I laughed at myself. It made such an impression on my mind of how my mind had made the whole thing up. There were no nuns there, and yet I was already talking to them. So I've done the same with pieces of fluff. I've bent over to rescue a fly, because I'm getting short-sighted. I am of an age. And I've bent over and laughed again, because it's not a fly in trouble beneath the vacuum cleaner. It's a piece of fluff. So I bend down to, like, rescue a piece of fluff. So anyway, you will have your own stories. Perhaps you can share them with each other later. But the point is, our mind can be mistaken. That's the point. And Buddha is telling us about a huge mistake. Huge. It's happening all the time. But we don't understand. Buddha is saying that the things we normally see, so this is Venerable Geshe-la's extraordinary expression, the things we normally see do not exist.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.